Well, I do want to thank you all for coming today. This is awesome. I do have to apologize for something. You see, as soon as I come down past that Mason-Dixon line, my accent starts to come back. You see, well, I grew up down in L.A., Lower Alabama. Yeah, you know, I grew up on the panhandle of Florida, but who wants to say you're from the panhandle of Florida, you know? It sounds so much better if you say I'm from L.A. You know, we were closer to Mobile than we were to Miami, so it kind of made sense in some ways. Well, this story is about when I was living down there. You know, I live in Pittsburgh now, but I grew up down in Pensacola. And if you've never been there, Pensacola, there's a barrier island that is right along the edge, and it's a beautiful island with white, sugary sands. And, well, it's a real big tourist destination, so from Memorial Day to Labor Day, it's really crowded, and well, we really like getting your money, but we're really happy when you go home, and we can get it back to ourselves. You know, that island's back to ours. And, well, on this particular day, this was late September, and my mama and I, we loved going out to the beach. And so we got out there, and you know what? You could look to your left, and you could look to your right, and there wasn't another soul on that beach. And we laid out our blanket, and well, we got ready to do what my mama said was the most important thing ever, which was to contemplate our navels. Forget the world, sit down, and just enjoy Mother Nature the way she was intended to be. So, well, we laid out our blanket, and well, now, you know, I'm 16, and well, I developed early, and well, I was tan, and oh, heck, I was a blonde beach bunny wrapped up in a pink bikini. And my mama, now my mama was in her 40s, and I'm the baby of six kids, but she was beautiful. She had blonde hair, she was tanned and fit, and she was laying there in her blue and white polka dot bikini. Now, I was laying face up on that blanket, and my mama was laying face down, and well, we had wiggled around in the sand and gotten the lumps out, and oh, we were doing that most important thing of just contemplating our navels. It was beautiful, it was warm, and all of a sudden there was this screeching sound up in the parking lot, and a car pulled in and it exploded, and these eight guys came out, and the testosterone started to roll on across the beach. Well, now, they were eight flyboys. Now, I say flyboys very affectionately because, you see, if you didn't know, Pensacola is also the cradle of naval aviation. If you wanted to be a Navy jet pilot or if you wanted to be a Marine helicopter pilot, you had to go through one of those bases near Pensacola. Well, they did. They came hooting and hollering and running on down the beach. One of them went out and jumped into the water and started swimming. A couple of them laid out a blanket not too far away from us. And a couple picked up a frisbee and started throwing it. Then all of a sudden, we hear out in the water, "I'm drowning! I'm drowning!" And my mother and I just kind of went, mm-hmm, and ignored them. And then the guys that had that frisbee, it started landing closer and closer to our blanket. You see, their radar had honed in on what they believed to be two young women laying on the beach. And then one of the guys that was over here on the blanket, he got up into that lifeguard chair that was empty, and he started, "All right, now, the beach is starting to get really, really crowded. You boys on that blanket, you're going to have to move over a bit. Move over to your right. No, 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 your other right. Come on, move it on over." Out in the water, "I'm drowning, I'm drowning." And that frisbee lands just a little bit closer to the blanket. And, "Oh, I'm sorry. Now you really, really have to move that blanket now. Come on now, move it over, move it over. I'm drowning, I'm drowning." And the frisbee lands virtually on our blanket. And by this point, I'm like, okay, I give up. I sit up, and that, boys, they've got that blanket right next to our blanket, and that young man, his arm is nearly touching my mama's arm where they're laying there. And, well, I sit up, and I started to talk to the young men, you know, it turns to find out that he was from Ohio, and well, our family was from Ohio, so we got into this really nice conversation, and well, about that time, my mama decided it was time for her to sit up and turn around. Well, now, this boy that had been out in the water, that had been drowning, he also decided it was time for him to start walking up out of the water. Now, remember, he's expecting to see a young woman laying there. Well, my mama, she sits up, turns around, and that boy coming out of the water took one look and went, "My God, 90 years old and in a bikini." Now, my mama was not one to take offense, and to be honest, we were laughing and rolling around in the sand like you wouldn't believe. It was absolutely hilarious. We had such a wonderful time. And so we ended up sitting there talking to him all day, and well, we were getting ready to leave, and it was late September, so my mama turned to those boys, and she said, "So what are you all doing for Thanksgiving?" Well, most of them said that they wouldn't be able to get leave. They'd have to be on base. One or two of them were going to be able to get home. And well, my mama pulled out a piece of paper, and she wrote down her phone number, and she goes, "You know what? If you boys can get off base, you come have Thanksgiving at our table." Well, a couple months went by, a month and a half. We didn't hear a word. So we didn't expect to have anybody at our table. The day before Thanksgiving, we get a phone call. "Did you mean it? Did you really mean it? Can we come have Thanksgiving at your place?" "Why, sure, come on out. You know, just tell me how many are coming so I can put on some more potatoes." Would five be too many?" "No, come on out. Get here in time for the football game." So that morning I get up, and remember, I'm 16 here. I get all gussied up, and I'm all ready, and I go out to the kitchen, and I'm helping my mama put the dinner on, fixing dinner and everything. But the whole time I keep looking out. I'm watching the driveway. I'm waiting to hear that car door shut. And as soon as I hear it, man, I beat every one of my other brothers and sisters. I get to that door, and I open it up. Oh, and there before me are five of the most gorgeous Marines in their dress blues. Mm-mm-mm, be still my heart. I love a man in uniform. And they came on in, and they went over and watched the game with my brothers, and I got them a beer, and my mom and I and my sister, we finished getting the dinner ready. We put it out on the table, and, well, called everybody over. And my mama, knowing that they were all from different religious or spiritual backgrounds, she said, "Well, let's just go around the table and say something that we're all thankful for. Now, take a moment." So I kind of bowed my head and going, "I know my mama's going to want me to say something, but dear Lord," you know, all I could think of was, "Dear Lord, thank you for bringing these fine young men to my Thanksgiving table." Well, now, I really was thankful that we were able to have them come and have a little bit of home away from home at our home. And to be honest, for a couple of years after that, we carried on that tradition that we would have unexpected guests at our table for Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was always grateful that I was able to do that because, you know, a lot of those boys were going off to Vietnam. But, you know, I guess what I was always really grateful for, that was in her 40s, after six kids, my mama looked mighty fine in a blue and white polka dot bikini. Thank you.